Спасибо,
Thank you, Madam President. As I said in my previous comment, we're not accusing anyone or justifying anyone, but just listing the facts. And there's another fact. And it was mentioned last week by myself, but colleagues seem to have forgotten. Namely, the American and French experts had the possibility to visit the site of the chemical incident in Douma. And they didn't take it up. Instead, they preferred to use rocket diplomacy. That's the first thing. And the second, as regards the white helmets, as I recall, the US government refused further financing of that NGO. Now, as I see it, it had very good reasons for that. Now, I really am not a supporter of discussions in the Conference on Disarmament of issues that do not directly fall under the remit of the conference, and we have never taken the initiative to raise such issues here. As regards the Salisbury incident, it's not us, but it's the Western media that began to publish claims that were contrary to the official position of the British government. They began to produce this information, and the publications state the following. The information about on the program, so the so-called Novichok program, were held. The information was held by a number of Western capitals, and there were official statements made about that recently, including by the President of the Czech Republic. So, I won't refer to any other publications, but in addition, if I'm not mistaken, because I'm not the leading expert as regards chemical weapons, the USA has the Edwards Laboratory or something similar, which regularly publishes information on toxins, toxic substances. Even 20 years ago, in 1998, there was a publication of certain chemical formulae from the family of the Novichok substance. And in subsequent publications, that information is not contained. And there are many other facts I could mention which were mentioned in official statements by Russian representatives. So I will not repeat those now. All of these things I mention so that the participants of the Conference on Disarmament may have the full picture regarding what is happening and not rely only on the opinions of certain delegations as if that were the final truth. Now, as regards partnership in combating impunity and the use of chemical weapons, active members and initiators showed what actions they are going to be combating and what essentially they are supporting. And nobody should be in any doubt that all methods will be used in this fight, including strikes against sovereign states and violation of the UN Charter and other fundamental standards in international